Shock, shock.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead. Are you ready, Bob?
Yes. Yeah, I'm spreading it all out.
We're going to go ahead and get started. So we'll call a meeting to order at 7 o'clock.
Tax levy meeting first.
I'm prepared for this. We're going to do the tax levy meeting for 2018 first.
I included in your packets copies of either the originals. We received the information from the assessor's office that we enter into the state auditor's forms, and they come back then with what the maximum is that our property tax levy can be. Then they adjust it as needed with a Hancock amendment and so forth.
Okay.
So one of those pages in there are those figures, and actually, though our assessed valuations are up, they maintain the same tax rate as we had last year. So that would be the 0.2906. Then the second portion of that is the bond levy, and that basically we enter the same data into. They come back with what the maximum rate that can be at. So in this instance, it's actually a little under 32.5 cents, 0.3237. So when we ran both of those issues, it was part of the campaign that both of them would be a 10 cent debt service tax increase. So you'll see on that tax form C, the second to the last page in there, where I entered that as a voluntary rollback of 0.1080. To dial that back to the 20 cents that was part of the campaigns for both the bond issues. So our tax rate on the property tax will stay the same for next year at the 0.2906, and our bond levy rate would stay the same for next year at 20 cents, or 0.2000.
All right. Any questions on that? Is this a report or is this something?
I just giving you the information as we filled it out, so you'd make a motion to set the tax levy at, as it's written on page 2 of the tax rate summary, at 0.2906. And then a motion to set the debt service levy at 0.20000.
All right. Well, I will move that we set the property tax rate.
Madam President,
yes.
If I might add something here.
Absolutely.
Well, normally what you guys do up here is at the meeting when you're making a decision to set the levies at the public hearing. And so you public should be allowed to comment and testify if they wish. Prior to the levy being set, because this is a different sort of meeting than a typical vote.
We do that now, or this is?
Yes, but before any vote, open it for anybody that wants to testify.
Is there anybody in the public who would like to comment or ask questions or have anything that they'd like to say about this tax rate? None? All right. Then I will move that we set the 2018 property tax rate and leave that unchanged at 0.2906.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This is going to be an easy meeting.
All right. As long as I remember to say aye.
And I also move that we set the 2018 debt service tax levy at 0.2000. As recommended.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So I'll move that we adjourn the tax levy meeting for 2018.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. And I will call to order the meeting, the regular meeting for the Smithville Area Fire Protection District. And it is 7:06. All right, so we have minutes to approve, first of all, from July 25th. Is there any discussion on those minutes?
No.
No? All right, then I will move that we accept those minutes. We have July 25th from the closed session as well. Do you have any discussion on those?
No.
Okay. And I will move that those are approved as well. The special meeting on August 9th for closed session. Those are the these minutes that just came tonight. Do you have any discussion on those?
No. That was meeting with the auditors.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Okay. All right. And hearing no objections, I'll move that we accept those as well. All right, the treasurer's report for the month of July. Any discussion on the treasurer's report?
There was a EMS credit. How does that work? I think it was $580.
There are actually two lines that I bring to your attention that way. The first was under... is under building maintenance. You'll see that line is, it showed last month over by approximately $33,000. And Connie said that's just how the timing falls within the money that was transferred from capital improvements to operating. And so that will clear next month. That will, it'll line back out on the budget properly. And the same with the EMS line. That was the purchase of the new medical bags. It was a capital purchase. So it kind of messes up the line for a month there until it credits properly next month in the report.
Any other questions?
No.
All right, if there's no objections, I will recommend that we file this for audit.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, chief report for July.
For the month of July, we had 121 incidents that responded to. We're still through the end of July, a little behind where we were last year. But in the beginning of August, we've definitely gained some ground there. So I think that'll come back into average. Particular attention under operations last night with the flooding. The guys had two swift water rescues. There were actually people trapped in or on cars, and then in total, six or eight people that they assisted otherwise, walking them out of their vehicle or, dealing with some flooding in the basement, residential flooding, that kind of thing. So it was a busy night for them. Through the end of July 2017, we've had 50 overlapping runs. So nights like last night definitely add to that, because at one point we had two or three going on at the same time. So you'll see that number increase for next month. The under public relations events, several picnics and neighborhood picnics, that kind of things, that the pumper went and showed off equipment and so forth. We did have two residential fires last month, both of which were not major incidents. One was a stovetop unattended cooking fire that caused some pretty good damage to the kitchen, no injuries out of it. Another was a dryer fire that destroyed the dryer, caused some damage to the laundry room. There's a fair amount of smoke damage and so forth. Thankfully, people were home in both instances. Inspections, several inspections again for last month. A lot of those due to fireworks, retail fireworks and so forth. A few more plan reviews, a few fireworks permits in there. For the month of July 2017, the firefighters performed 274 and a half hours of training. So that puts us a little over 2,000 hours of training for the year. This month is going to be another big month. We're doing a driver operator class this month, to actually started this week, for the latest firefighters that were hired. So to train them to be pump operators. So Byron Watkins and myself are doing that class. Moving on into the maintenance items. Station one, I kicked myself, I didn't have enough pictures from before, but you know, we filled a whole dumpster of old stuff, accumulated things from from years past that was removed. B-Shift has kind of spearheaded that effort. They have power washed the whole interior of the building. We're getting everything dried out real well. It looks and smells 10 times better. So it's going to do some interior painting, get it kind of cleaned up so it's a good safe area now that the roof's been replaced. Get rid of the spiders and no leaks in the roof, so it'll be a lot better option to train and to store equipment. Here at Station 2, has some work done to the phone system. The ventilation fan for the bay is still an ongoing issue, and I spoke with the contractor who's doing the LED lighting upgrade, and they plan to start before the end of the month. So they're waiting on the final stamp approval from KCP&L on the exact things that they were putting in that all the rebates would apply. Station 3 has been wrapped up. Actually, they put through the final pay app for the general contractor. So the air hose we're having an issue with. There's about, we owe about another $10,000 as a retainer on the project itself. So that paperwork has come through. We haven't made that payment yet to them to finalize everything. The mowing's working out great. The grounds are looking really nice.
Really,
yeah, they're doing a good job. And shortened construction. We'll start the we'll install the tower base. They're looking, you know, depending on weather, the beginning of September. They are gathering materials and so forth to start that. Equipment-wise, knock on wood, things have been going good. We did replace four batteries in the 2010 pumper, and hopefully that's going to fix a few issues. Byron is working with Justin to handle the outstanding maintenance issues that were going on. So we're thinning that list down considerably. Precision was back today, actually, to do a few minor repairs to the new pumper, some warranty work and so forth. So things are going well there. You know, a few minor tune-ups and repairs to the fire pump for boat one. A warning light and siren replaced in my truck. So equipment-wise, knock on wood, things are going pretty well. Under administration, I included in the packet our signed copy, the district signed copy back of the TIF agreement. So I have the originals there. We'll have Connie sign. August 2nd, we had two representatives from FEMA come to perform an audit of two of our Fire Act grants that we received. You know, everything was good. They have some recommendations of things they want to see policies for as far as purchasing and that kind of thing. They're going to come back with recommendations for that. Bruce Culley said last week that the financial audit would finish this week. His partner in the company came by today and talked with Connie. He says it will be Monday.
Is that the one that was supposed to be done by June 30th?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Did they give any reason why it's August and it's still happening?
No.
Right.
Shift meeting's been going well. All the captains are you know, everybody's taken on some additional projects there, and things are moving forward well. Yesterday, we staffed Station 3 for the solar eclipse. We had, I think, two runs right off the bat in the morning, and one right before the eclipse happened. Nothing related to the eclipse. Everybody behaved themselves, and it was good. So, thankfully, we planned for it, and nothing happened. So that's how I'd like it to be. And that's all I have.
I do just want to thank you for coming in last night. Okay. I saw pictures on Facebook of you here at like 3:50 in the morning.
It was a long night, yeah.
It's pretty awesome to have a chief that's here when needed. So I appreciate you being here all night. Any other questions about that, Mom?
No. Good stuff. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for doing that.
Report. I will move that we accept the fire chief's report as written.
Aye.
All right. Moving right along. No public comment. I think that's got to be the first since I've been here almost a year and a half. So that's good. All right. So old business. The report from the liaison meeting with the city of Smithville.
I don't have anything additional.
Okay. I don't need on that. I think that was a good report last month. And then agreement with the city of Smithville regarding the TIF funds.
They accepted the agreement that you folks had signed without any changes. And I said I received their original copy back that Connie will file, and I included a copy for you. So okay. It's the same agreement that was discussed that night, no changes.
Awesome. Okay, new business. Discuss the dedication plaque on Station 3. I know we've talked about that before. I'm just not very happy about that plaque. And really would like to see something done with that. I don't know whether that's, well, you can't correct it without taking it down, obviously, because it's a bronze plaque. I don't know if we need to just remove it completely, or if we need to take it down and change the wording on there. And you know, I don't really see any need to name all the names that are on there. If we were going to name anything, it wouldn't be the names that are on there currently. So I don't know what your thoughts are on either getting rid of it and maybe getting a plaque that just says Smithville Area Fire Protection District Station 3, paid for by the citizens of the district, or something simple that doesn't list all these people that weren't even involved in it, or at least not involved at the times that those happened. And then maybe we could actually have a real dedication of that station. I think would be really cool to have something that the public could come to and tour the station. Sure. At whatever time it's, I know it's probably not ready for that, right? There's not furniture.
There's no furniture.
Yeah. It's just an empty building. So I mean, that could be something in the future, but I really don't like seeing that plaque up there all the time.
It kind of sits down into the brickwork a little bit. Is there some sort of a mitigation on the brickwork from memory?
There's a, that plaque has pins on the back of it. As the general contractor explained to me, there's pins on the back of it that are set into, there's a cutout behind there, a smaller cutout, and there's pins that line up with it. I mean, basically it pulls off, as I understand it.
So we could pull it off and have a new one made.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put up there that was more acceptable.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good to know.
Could it be taken down and removed, and then we find out what it costs to have a new copy wording and
Sure. And
have it replaced? Then we'll have to have a size.
Right. It'd probably have to be the same size. A new plaque, right?
Well, the what's cut out in the brickwork behind there is considerably smaller than what the size of the plaque is.
Oh.
It's a lot. The plaque that's there is a lot bigger than the hole that's behind it.
Really?
Yeah, the holes behind there is maybe like 12 by 12 or 14 by 14, maybe.
Okay. So we could easily get a smaller plaque.
Oh, yeah.
That just said Station 3 and
yeah.
Something like that. Okay.
And then possibly research who should be on there, if not just the citizens of Fire District.
They paid for it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we could decide later, but I think right now we need to put that one down.
Okay.
You know, we have a dedication plaque for a building that was never dedicated.
And then we talked about maybe at some point having an open house and having those people, having, you know, work out the details to do that.
Yeah, and then we can put up a new plaque at that time.
Yes. Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty nice fire station. It'd be nice to let people see what.
Oh, yeah. That fire station came with so much controversy and, you know, just trying to so hard to get the bond passed for that I feel like it would be really important for the public to get to come in and see what they're paying for.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's because it's really impressive. It was well thought out.
It's very impressive. Yeah. And that was pretty cool. I got to tour it. But then, right now, I'd like to move that we remove the plaque, the dedication plaque from Station 3.
Okay. I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. What do we need to do to have that happen?
I'll work with the contractor and make sure, you know, that we get it done, that they're not damaging the brick.
Okay.
You know, cause any other damage.
Do you think that they will remove it, or they will just tell us how to do it, or?
One or the other. I can't imagine. He made it sound like it's not incredibly difficult.
I have full confidence that there are people here with the department that are able to accomplish that.
We can handle that.
They can do a lot of things, I understand.
They're a pretty good group. All right, so we'll move on then. Consider proposals for the IT build-out at Station 3.
So we published an RFP for that project. We received two bids, one from Indigex out of North Kansas City, and the other from Pinnacle Electric out of St. Joe. The Indigex bid, is $53,915, and the Pinnacle Electric bid was $82,000. They both use the same. I was surprised. They both use the same spec. I was surprised at the difference in the two bids. Both of them, you know, perform the same. You know, it's the same security system, door access, security cameras for the building, internet access, link between this station and that station, hardware, software, computers, that kind of thing. Everything was the same, so I was surprised as well.
Based on that and the fact that we already used them for IT and at this station, I would move that we go with Indigex. For the $28,000.
I second that, yes.
All those in favor?
If I make correction for that, it's not for $28,000. The difference between the two bids was $28,000.
Oh, gotcha.
The Indigex,
you said 53.
Yeah, the Indigex bid is $53,915.
Okay. Yeah.
Motion to accept their proposal of 53.
53, yes. Second.
All right. Next is to consider the replacement of the existing office copier, which I know is having lots of issues.
I was a salesman before, so I always wanted to get you to sell you something, upgrade something new, that kind of thing. The at issue with it is the age of the machine, and parts for it are getting more difficult. the last thing that they replaced, they couldn't find any parts, they were able to clean it, kind of recondition to get it working again. But what's most problematic about it is the software that it uses. It's Windows 95. Windows 98. Windows 98. So it can't be updated. They can't download anything to it if there were to be a problem. So they pitched a couple of different, the company that we already use, ImageQuest, pitched us two different machines that I included information on. One of them, and I included here what Connie said, we pay currently is $45 a month. We pay our contract fee at the beginning of the year, $416, and then we pay $45 a month that covers all supplies except for paper and maintenance, cleaning, any kind of problems like that. If to go to either one of these machines, the bigger one is would go up to $114 a month. The other one would be $94 a month. In talking to our IT guy as well, he said that the $114 machine, he goes, is a bargain. He wanted their contact information to pass on to some other clients. So the monthly fees that we have would go from $45 to $114, but again, that includes all toners, all repairs, all everything except for paper. That's my recommendation. My only fear in it is if we didn't do something, you know, if this one dies tomorrow, we're going to be in a little different position, and we'd have to have a special meeting or whatever, because we'd be out, you know, the copier, the fax that we use for instant reports, that's how we get our report information sent over, that kind of thing. So kind of hate to bite the bullet on it, but as a capital improvement project, I think it makes sense.
So the difference between these two is really the speed?
Yes.
Yeah. Or does one have, you know, better features?
Well, the bigger one holds more paper, like this one, you know, puts the bulk paper in it. It does copy, scan, and print and so forth faster than the other.
Okay.
When our IT guy looked at it, I don't know what else he was factoring in there when he said, hey, this is the 114 machine is a really good buy. You know, he doesn't have any stake in the deal.
Right.
He says that's a really good machine for that cost.
How fast can they replace it?
I didn't ask that. It sounded like it's a quick deal.
Okay. You have any questions?
No.
That's as confusing as lighting, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad you see, because with each one of those cover sheets, there was about 8 sheets behind it that gave even more specifications that I didn't want, and I didn't think you guys wanted as well. So I give it to just the front sheet there.
Any questions?
No.
And I'll move that we accept the bid to replace the copier with the 4265 series. At 114 per month.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Right. Oh my goodness, we actually done. That's got to be our record. All right, I will move that we go into closed session at this time, as authorized by the State of Missouri Sunshine Law 1621 for legal and personnel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, that's a roll call vote, sorry. Bob?
Yes.
And I'm a yes. Thanks everybody for coming. The next scheduled meeting is Tuesday, September 26th at 7 p.m. I don't know if I can make that decision.